This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to last week, including six different arrests. Those wacky tourists! Oh, wait, five from Cody and one from Deaver.
You could almost call the Deevski a tourist. Well, maybe not.
Yeah. They include intrusion holdups, Sierra Trading Post, RP States, failure to arm the alarm. My fault. I know, I'm the manager, so.
It's got a lot of buttons, man.
Animals deceased, Arby's, RP States, eastbound lane. There's a deer that's been hit, disposition, gone on arrival. It left. Or somebody took it.
It's between two buns right
now. Yeah, I'll have what he's having. Yeah. But parking problem, 12th Street, RP States. There's a camper parked there that's blocking a stop sign.
Ah!
Disposition unfounded. Only from where you are, I guess. Disturbance, Pioneer Avenue, custody issue. Husband's taking an 11-month-old daughter, disposition. Assistance given. So that's where you get other agencies involved. Crisis intervention. You get police department. You get DFS. Mm-hmm. All of that. Part of the young girl's growing up period. So,
and, you know, it brings back memories. When I got divorced, we fought over the dog.
Yeah.
Thank God we didn't have children.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hey! That would have been a credit, too.
I still pray to that God.
Well, you and me both. I fear the knock on the door.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, Dad.
Nuisance complaint, 11th Street. RP would like to speak with an officer regarding her neighbor's children playing in her yard.
Ah!
I'm calling the police. No, they're in my yard. So
playing, yeah. Of all things.
Yeah, I get the neighbor's kids come over and play in my yard. Matter of fact, I let them put up a tire swing in my yard.
Go.
So that's it. And that, of course, tracks all the other kids that go swinging. I don't care. Yeah.
Well, I was remembering there was somebody in Wilson back when we were kids who had a trampoline.
Yeah.
And we would just go and hang out and bounce on this guy's trampoline. Never said a word.
No.
God, these days, you got lawyers.
There's children playing in my yard. What should I do?
I smell liability.
Yeah. So, and that's what basically, you know, I tell, yeah, if the limb falls, bonks you in the head, your fault, not mine. Sorry. Let's see, traffic driver arrested for driving under suspension. There's quite a few of those out there. Traffic stop, 19th Street, driver arrested for DUI. You can't do that, I guess.
No.
So, let's see, suspicious activity at the Aquatic and Recreation Center. Vehicle in the south parking lot. You say, well, why is it suspicious? It's at midnight. So, yeah, probably not waiting for the pool to open. So, disturbance, Salisbury, verbal between neighbors, separated, weapon mentioned, but none seen. I have a catapult. I'm going to shoot this chicken through it, through your window.
I'm going to trebuchet your home. What?
Let's see, parking problem, Irma, black Ford truck, blocking the alley, disposition, assistance, Kevin. When you're in a hurry to go have a beer, then get his park. There was no parking spots right in front.
What was I supposed to do?
Yeah. Trespass complaint, 14th Street, X refusing to leave location, arrived last night. The call came in at 9:43 a.m. He spent like overnight there, and then he's hanging around in his robe. Assistance, Kevin. Come and get my ex out of here.
He keeps going through the albums.
Yeah, it's like, get him
asking
out of
if
here.
He can make a long-distance call.
Let's see. A welfare check. Cody Bible Church. Female subject and dog in front of the church for the last half hour. Sometimes it takes a half hour for the dog to go. Come on, do your dirty business on the church grass.
Why is that spot better than that one? Make up your mind.
Probation violation, a Dairy Queen, male listed below, possibly intoxicated, disposition, CK.
Okay.
What ice cream?
I was going to say, possibly intoxicated. Oh, for a minute, I thought the judge might have said, no dilly bars for
you. Yeah, no Dairy Queen for you. Oh, no.
What am I going to do?
So, yeah, he went in to look for a Mother's Day cake, you know, while drunk, so.
Forgot. Dad, I got one that says, I love you,
yeah,
Ma.
Forgot that his mom has a protection order against him. So. let's see. Traffic. Harassment, 26th Street, RP being harassed and stalked by her ex-husband.
Ooh.
Disposition. Assistance given. You know, you got the judge when they or you got the minister when they were married, then the judge when they weren't.
And as far as romantic gestures go, stalking is very low on the list.
Yeah.
You're not going to win her back that way.
Suspicious activity, 26th Street, unknown subject, put 20 to 30 nails in her driveway. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So I'm guessing, hoping that they drive over them without noticing 30 nails. Oh, I didn't see those. Traffic stop by Walmart, doing 46 in a 30. Then another traffic stop, again, 44 in a 30, right by Walmart. I got to get to Walmart.
Yeah.
Come on, you're slowing me down. So, got to get me some new fashions. Suspicious activity. Just assistance, Kevin. Probably wasn't too suspicious. Patrol Extra, Eastside Elementary, and then traffic stop, Eastside Elementary. So, speeding into school zone. So, yeah, the cops go and hang out by the schools at 7:30, 7:41, 7:47. So I'm guessing school starts at 8, and so they're just going to wait and see who's speeding in the school zone,
mm-hmm.
which is a 20-mile-per-hour zone.
Yep.
Okay? And they're right there. Yeah, but you come around the corner, especially coming off Bighorn, it goes from 35 to 30, then quickly down to 20, and that's where the cop is. But, yeah, he doesn't see me. Oh, I'm fine.
I'm in a hurry.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, Crystal Cove Apartments. RP would like to speak with an officer in reference to a tenant disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Once he's late with his rent, then I'm ratting him out for dope. Sorry. You shouldn't have been late with your rent.
Your rent payment buys your occupancy for a month and my silence.
Yeah. Assist other agency. Juby's Trailer Court.
Uh-oh.
RP received a call about the listed subject. Would like to speak to an officer in regards to the child involved. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So it's a helper inside Juby's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Juby's narc is what it is. So. Another law violation, Shoshone Court Apartments, RP states the below listed subject, is exposing herself to multiple subjects. Disposition, assistance given. And I'm guessing the recipients do not want to see it.
I don't want to imagine it.
I'm guessing she's not a Vogue model. That's what that is. This guy's calling. I've had enough of that. So that's. I'm just getting ready for lunch. So.
Lost my appetite.
Civil standby, Stampede Avenue. RP would like to retrieve her car from the location, but is afraid of her ex disposition, unable to assist. So I guess go get it. So,
go get it.
Yeah. Drug-related at the Shoshone River access. Out with two individuals. Disposition, arrest made. So let's see what they were doing.
I'm guessing they weren't there to boat.
A 42-year-old arrested for possession of a controlled substance and interference, as he did not want to be arrested.
Weird.
After doing drugs at 151.
At the boat launch.
Yeah. And I'm guessing he tried to make a swim for it.
That probably would be a pretty good move. I can't see
a cop won't chase him
with that utility belt and all that heavy stuff on there. Yeah, he ain't jumping in the ring.
Yeah, but the cop will just walk down about 2,000 yards by the time this guy gets done freezing in the river. Trespass complaint, 26th Street. I paid like speaking officer to trespass the below listed person from 26th Street.
The entire street.
Yeah, people do not want this guy around. So he's not a lot of fun. Let's see. And then a traffic stop on Yellowstone Avenue. Driver warned for failure to maintain a single lane. Times five. Warning issued. What? Five times he couldn't maintain a lane.
I guess the ticket comes on number six.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where we warn you times five to get registered for the $500 giveaway, as they will be giving away $500 worth of stuff inside of Aldridge's coming up at the end of this month.
Times two.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They're giving away two of those. So make sure you stop by and get registered. Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.